This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
Well, today in Erasing American History, so we don't have to talk about it anymore. New York City tears down a statue of Thomas Jefferson and erects a 12-foot statue of an overweight black woman in its place. You may be wondering, well, we know what old Tom did. We know his history. You should. What did the overweight black woman do? She's wearing what appear to be yoga pants. What did she do? Nothing. She didn't do anything. Nah, she said, overweight black woman. Supposed to be representative of what I don't know. All right, folks, this is the craziest story of the week so far. Or one of them. I did it earlier in the show yesterday. I said, you know what? I got to hit that again. This is just, you want to know the times. The times. Okay, you know Lady Gaga? I actually like some of her music. I've got it on my playlist. Don't tell anyone. That'll ruin my street cred. Anyway, she was trying to set the record for the biggest concert ever. She did it. She had made it free. Did it in Rio de Janeiro on Saturday. 2.5 million people. Crazy, right? 2.5 million people. And this guy. Lunatic. Satanist. Pedophile. Self-described pedophile. Decides that he's going to blow up the concert. And he actually had managed to place bombs all over the place. He wanted to strategically bomb the concert so as to kill a child as part of his satanic ritual, which would make it, he believed, much more powerful. He was also planning to live stream the murder of the 39-year-old singer and/or her fans at the concert over the weekend. Well, thank God they got him. He's crazy, right? His name's Luis da Silva. Real piece of work. Yeah, you should see what he posted on the internet. He started a group that promoted pedophilia, misogyny, and at the time of his arrest, by the way, he was in possession of an illegal firearm. Well, thank God they got him, right? Here's the thing you should know. Where he came from. Oh, you're going to love this. Love this. His name's Luis da Silva. And he was only in Brazil because he was deported by Trump in April. That's right. That post about the pedophilia being great and misogyny, all that, satanic rituals. Yeah, he did that while he was in America. But they got him. Sent him home, and that's what he did. There. Lady Gaga is, of course, okay, and nobody was killed, thank God. This is who is in this country, or was. Folks, you can't make this stuff up. Recently deported illegal immigrant. Just walking around. Some days, folks, some days. Some days I just wake up and I'm like, how do we ever lose to these people? the kind of person Judge Boasberg would bring home, which I guess is here, except he's a Brazilian citizen. Kind of person who should be behind bars and thankfully will be. Texter writes, Terry sounds like a follower of Aleister Crowley. Another texter writes, all for their globalist agenda. If Trump had lost, I really think this would have been our last election. I think we are closer to another revolutionary war than a civil. Texter writes, Tara sounds a lot like thought police arresting people for thought crimes. Yeah, no, that's the standard now in Europe. 30 people a day in the UK are being arrested for what they post on social media. And I don't mean threats. I mean critiques of immigration policy. Texter writes, Tara, do you think Russia or China or even our CIA have been playing the long game in Germany and France in order to get to this point? Oh, heck yeah. No, that's why the first thing Trump did was shut down USAID. They were paying 7,300 journalists, bloggers, and just, you know, posters on X to spew their trash. And the bulk of them were in Europe, European countries. Yeah, oh no, they firmly control the media there. Remember, that's what all of those subsidies were for. And that's why Trump went there first, shut it down. That's why the left screamed so loud. Texter writes, Tira, this war of words is as important as any we have fought on the ground. Freedom is in the balance. I believe that. I'm a big believer in the war on words. Very passionate about it. More powerful in many ways, I think, than wars with bullets. Or especially for preventing wars with bullets. Texter writes, these fraudulent Republicans are going to be the end of this country. Yeah, and what they are is they're Bush recruit holdovers. That's who they are. I mean, they were recruited by Karl Rove. You saw him screaming over the last week. Why? He's losing. That's why he's screaming. Oh, Trump, he should bring back all of the illegals. What he doesn't tell you is that George W. Bush, who he campaigned for and was a strategist for, was raising money as part of a three-way nonprofit with Barack Obama and Bill Clinton to pay for flights for those illegals to come into this country. All while Joe Biden claimed that he wasn't flying them into the country, except that he was. And now they're mad that they can't stay. What does that mean? They're losing. That's why they're yelling. They're yelling because they're losing. Texter writes, Tara Tillis has to have Trump's endorsement. Senator Tillis up in New York. I'm sorry, North Carolina. Senator Tillis has to have Trump's endorsement to possibly get reelected. Perhaps he is holding Trump hostage on the Martin nomination. I don't know. It'd be interesting. Texter writes, Republicans are weak and spineless. Yes, they are.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
New watchdog, government watchdog report on what actually happened on that Gaza pier. 62 people injured, one of them died. All to bring a designated terror group food. That's right. Hamas is a designated terror group. They are also, unfortunately, the elected government of Gaza. This idea, well, we'll just bring the people food. No, the people elected Hamas. Hamas is indistinguishable from the people. You can't tell them apart. You can't tell who's who. And of course, the pier was built to deliver them food. They were going to deliver over $1 billion worth of food. I'm skeptical about that, though. I mean, there's only like 1 million of them. Seem like a lot, but whatever. Anyway, so they construct the pier. I said, it's going to be a disaster. They construct the pier, and then they hide the injuries, or at least the extent of it. And there was a few people injured they reported, and eventually they'd have to dial it back. Okay, what was actually going on with this? And thank God it failed. Well, the purpose wasn't just to bolster Hamas in the war effort, which we did so many ways. We would later find out USAID pumped billions into Hamas. And I was always curious, as you turn on the TV, you're like, yeah, there's Israel, and they're pounding Hamas, they're pounding Gaza, like, with, you know, missiles. But then all these other missiles are coming right back at Israel. I'm like, where's the money for that coming from? And I knew I was paying for it. I knew you were paying for it. I should figure out how they got them the money. And then later, after Biden left office and we started taking apart USAID, we found the money. Samantha Power and the 25-year-old liberal Birkenstock-wearing women with the pride flags at USAID were funding Hamas. This is what we do now. We fund our enemies and our friends. It's weird, but hey, we're America. So anyway, that's what was going on. But I warned at the time that the real purpose of this pier was for voter recruitment. Yet what you are going to see is them backing big ships up to the pier and loading Hamas onto it. And again, there is no way to distinguish Hamas terrorists from regular people, from the voters who sympathize with Hamas and would like to terrorize our college campuses. There's no way to you cannot distinguish them. It was a voter retrieval operation. The food was the excuse. They were going to load them onto the ship. Trust me, that's where they were going. How did I know that? Because everybody knew that. This is Labour Party socialist and UK Parliament member George Galloway, who was actually opposed to it. He wanted to leave the Gazans and Hamas where they were because he said to remove people is genocide, even if you're just bringing them to America to vote Democrat. Here he is criticizing Biden for building the pier because he knew darn well what it was for.
Mr. Netanyahu announced that this port that's being built in Gaza with the rubble of the homes destroyed in the bombing, including the skulls and the bones of the people destroyed with the houses and lying unburied under the rubble.
Oh, please. They evacuated.
According to Netanyahu, this port is being built for the deportation of millions of Palestinians from the territory, an act of ethnic cleansing of the foulest kind. We would have expected a statement from the foreign secretary.
Nah, it was a voter drive. By the way, just so you know, the Israeli soldiers risked their lives clearing those people out before they bombed it, but they never tell you that part. Anyway, so he knew. He was mad about it. So what was it? It was Netanyahu going, well, we're clearing them out. You want them? And then Biden going, yeah, sure, we'll take them. Well, here, you're going to have to build a port to get them out of there, right? Put members of our military at risk, including one who ultimately died, to try to do that. Really sad for them. Biden didn't care. If Biden even knew, I mean, the Democrats are doing this. Anyway, fantastic that it fell apart because folks, they found a new way. You want to know what the new way was? Visas. They brought him in on visas. College campuses, which is what Trump's fighting right now. By the way, did you see what happened at Columbia? Oh, this is fantastic. It's kind of brilliant, too, of the cops, who I'm sure will get in trouble. So they went and violently took over the library, injuring two law enforcement officers in the process. There were so many of them. By the way, some of them on student visas. There were so many of them, they couldn't arrest them all. So you know what they did? As soon as they occupied the building illegally, right? That's breaking and entering. It's a felony if you're not a Democrat or a member in good standing of a terror group on a liberal campus. You know what they did? They locked him in. They're like, okay, you want to occupy the building? Here, lock the door. And to get out, they had to hand over IDs so the cops would know who they were. They were so outraged. Wait a minute, no! Antifa told me that I was... Well, folks, why are they doing this on college campuses? Well, it's two reasons. And Rubio is right to be all over this. Did you see what he tweeted about taking their, you know, they've taken over 2,000 visas so far and they're just getting started. You know why they're doing this? The universities are offering visas to students affiliated with terror groups or terror movements like Hamas, which is this designated terror group. And then what happens? They come in on the visa. No one checks. They approve it, right? Because almost all the immigration paperwork is filled out by the school and they send it to the federal government, gets rubber stamped. And they're in. They don't even have to sneak over the border. Why do this? To get Hamas a beachhead here in America on our college campuses because they're liberal and tolerant. It is only a matter of time before the bombing begins. And that's why the Trump administration is going through like they are and cutting off the Hamas pipeline. Rubio, Secretary of State, writes, we're reviewing the visa status of the trespassers and vandals who took over Columbia University's library. Pro-Hamas thugs are no longer welcome in our great nation. No, I mean, yeah, how many other countries in the world? Let's say I would take kids from somewhere else. Kids who don't need remedial math. Kids who are here to learn and prosper, not recruit for terror groups. And that, folks, they got to break the back of this. I mean, look, again, as I said yesterday, in Seattle, they are marching together. It's terrifying. Hamas and Antifa in Black Bloc with riot shields and billy clubs driving the police off. You cannot let that grassroots merger happen in the Democrat Party. You can't. You got to stop it. That's what they're doing. They are dangerous. They're shock troops. It's exactly what they are. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, shall we? 800-905-0989. How can text rates, we need a law to prevent people from brainwashing our youth with lies. Yes, it's called the First Amendment. It was great. Somebody thought of it a long time ago, and it works so well. All you need is a source that's not censored by the media, and that is very popular, called X. And you will produce the most conservative generation of young men recorded by Gallup in our lifetimes. So yeah, we have that. We just have to use it and keep people from violating that law. Texter writes, I am more ashamed of my votes for both Bushes than I am of my votes for Rhinos, Romney, and McCain even. I feel duped. Thank God that President Trump has revealed these liars for who they are. Look, folks, we had total control media at the time. We didn't know. Breitbart, I think, had like 10,000 followers. There was no real conservative media except for National Review, and they were kind of squishy. Nobody knew who they were. Texture writes, Tara, call Tillis and keep calling his office until he sides with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.